Okay. First, your name, please.
Seiji.
What do I do?
Your name?
My name is Diego Armando Navarrete Jr. I am a native Tucsonian, born here in 1937 at a maternity hospital called the Stork's Nest. Educated at Elizabeth Borton, Mansfield, South Point High School, University of Arizona, and there I am. What else do you need to know?
Well, first of all, is it okay if we use your voice for to put on the Borderlands
Anytime.
Website? Awesome.
Good.
Did you tell me about your experience or memories of the area?
Well, let me talk about the one that is most prep in my mind right now. If you look behind you, there's a little thing called ESPI. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman who was doing the acting there talked about the Quiroz family and its legacy working for the Southern Pacific, ESP. And he mentioned the names of Felix, Fred, Bobby, and it touched me because Felix was my grandfather, and Fred was my uncle, and Bobby is a cousin. So the vignette that they did had to do with the Quiroz family, of which I am a member. My mother was Stella Quiroz, her father was Felix, her brother was Fred, and Bobby was a distant cousin. So that really touched me that they would do that. I don't know where they got the source, but they were accurate to the letter about that. So that kind of touched me and so on like that. I even shared with the actor a little vignette about the fact that my Uncle Fred worked in La Casa Redonda, the roundhouse. That was a place where trains would come in and then they would move them to be able to go to another track, since that was a roundhouse, so the diversions were to be able to come maybe down, go to Nogales, maybe to go down to El Paso, maybe to go up to Phoenix, wherever the SP was going to take them and so on. One day, Uncle Fred was working on the brakes down below because the trains were up above and you were down underneath, kind of like old-time mechanics would work underneath, so on like that. And unbeknownst to him, they moved the train and it chopped off an arm. And so he still continued to work with the SP with his left arm chopped off. And he had a stub. So in Spanish, they called him El Mocho, which means the amputated one or the one that didn't have some. So that shares a little vignette about the SP. So that was very, very touching to me. I don't know who wrote it. I'm a member of the Borderlands Theater Board. So I'd like to know who got that little vignette out, because they were accurate. So that pleased me very much. So now I'm at the third one. We went to the first one, the second one, and the third one. And after seeing the first one, which set the tone, it brought tears to my eyes, because this is an area that I knew well, having been raised and so on like that. There's mixed emotions about this, and I'm glad to see that there are people here now, because at other points in time it's very vacant, unless there's something performing in the music hall or the Leo Ritz Theater or something at the convention center. But other than that, there's very little life, very little bit ambiance, something like that. So I am moved. I think Piñate and all the rest are doing a wonderful job. And so I'm very proud to be a board member, and will continue. I've been a board member for quite a number of years and so on like that. Barclay Goldsmith and I were pioneers in helping to establish El Teatro Fronterizo, Borderlands Theater. So I believe in it, and I'm glad to see that it's bringing some people together into this community. Thank you very much.
So, I was sharing.